From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the most important items for a body to have is a way of sparking interest amongst the mildly curious. The sideshow Spruker has a job to catch the passing trade, and the paper and magazine have covers aimed at grabbing attention. The YouTube video gets your interest by the strangely caricaturish thumbnail. So what are the things that will grab the attention of the passerby and make them take the tentative steps to ask a question? We're talking of amateur radio and the plethora of different facets that display this hobby. I have my particular interests and you have yours, but what is the one thing that you can share that will start a conversation? A few years back, there was an expression in common currency that said, in considering important issues, that we should think globally and act locally. To this end, we can consider what is needed to bring more interested in amateur radio to the wider populace. Should we have a continuing program of advertising, showing the fun, the challenges and the benefits to us as individuals and our locality? What has grabbed your attention from national bodies such as the RSGB and ARRL in the membership campaigns that they have run? There is nothing to be ashamed of in using good ideas to spark our own thinking. Now, if we admit that we could be doing more to attract people to the hobby, Australia-wide, the next thing is just what can we do locally? Well, this is where I toss things over to you. You are the people who are familiar with your own community, who know whether it is a rich mixture of young and old, and all those in between. Locally, we have a sense of what is happening and whether the school community is strong, the community organisations are working well, and so on and so forth. We shouldn't discount the value of local knowledge, and we should use it where we can. Having got our heads around what our area is like, then we can move on to what is going to work, where we live. There's no point trying to place a static display in the local electronics store if it closed down several years ago. Would spot announcements in the community notice board on the local TV and radio station work? Would organising a chat with the local newspaper work? Oh, whoops! Most print ones have gone online in the regions. Would a gift to the local library and the offer of some brochures attract readers and so on and so forth? Is the way to brainstorm these suggestions locally? There are more methods, but then we're in the midst of a health situation, and that can be a good reason to think of helping people stay mentally alert during the restrictions. We can't really palm off the answers to someone else. It is our recreation, and even those who have been enjoying it the longest can remember what got them started. All we need now is to find the manner which will help others get started too. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.